It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? Look who came with me. Beauty would, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Sit, Rhonda. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? And here's one of my neighbors. His name is Rondo Walsh. Mr. McFeely was giving him a walk, and I just asked if I could borrow him for a while. I wanted to show him to you. He's a St. Bernard dog. Yes, you're a fine boy, Rondo. Yeah, come on over here so my friends can see you. Come here and sit. Sit. That's a fine boy. Yeah. I didn't know whether that you had ever seen a big dog like this. He's friendly, even though he's big. You see, some dogs are friendly with only the people they belong to. But Rondo likes many people. Don't you, Rondo? Sometimes children are afraid of dogs. Some children think that a dog like Rondo would maybe knock them down. And others are afraid of dogs because they wonder if they might bite them with their mouths. If you don't know whether a dog is friendly or not, you should ask the people who own them whether they're friendly. Rondo knows that I like him, and I know that he likes me. Rondo, would you lie down? Would you lie down? Relax. Relax. Come on over here and just relax. I'd like you to see how he does that. Come on, lie down. Lie down. Sit, Rhonda. Now lie down. Come on, lie down. Lie down. Lie down. Oh, that's a good boy. Sometimes he lies down and he goes like this with his paw way up in the air. Yeah. Oh, I know. I know. I know. He's a fine boy. Yeah, yeah. That's a boy. See? See how playful he is? Yeah, but he's very, very strong. Want me to play the piano for you? Okay. Let's try a little music. Come on. Let's see, what do you think of this? Many dogs howl. You know, they go whoo like that when they hear music. Because it's painful to their ears. Yeah. Want to look around back here? Want to see the trolley? Come on, see the trolley. Look here. Oh, the trolley isn't working right now. I'll get it going. There it is. See the trolley, Rondo? Look at that. Mr. McFeely asked me to bring him back to their house. He could take them back to the Walshes. You ready to go see your owners? Mr. and Mrs. Walsh and Laura and James? Yeah. Why don't we do that? Let's just go to the McFeelys now. Then Mr. McFeely can take him on home. Come on. Come on, Rhonda. Out we go. Come on to the McFeelys' house. Here we are at the McFeelys.
You know Mr. McFeely.
Well, hello again.
There's Rhonda.
Hi, Rhonda. Have a seat. I'm going to call Betsy, all righty?
Thank you.
Hey, Betsy. Betsy, come on down. I have a surprise for you down here.
Hey, well, just get to see Mrs. McFeely.
Yeah. Surprise, he's right. Hello, Mr. Rogers.
It's Rondo Walsh.
Rondo Walsh?
Yeah.
Is it okay to pet him?
Go right ahead.
Hello, Rondo. Hello, Rondo. You're a friendly dog. Never pet a dog without asking, big or little.
That's right, dear. Well, I think I better take Rondo back to the Walshes now.
Is he one of your deliveries?
One of my deliveries. I have all kind of deliveries.
Thank you for loaning him to me. He was almost as big as my room, you know.
Well, come along, Rondo.
Fine boy. Yes.
I'll have to walk today. I can't use my bike for Rondo.
So long, Rondo.
You're going to go home now, Rondo? Okay,
speedy
see you
delivery.
Later. Bye-bye.
Come on, this way, Rondo.
Lots of different deliveries he has.
A dog. You know what else he has as a delivery?
What?
A present for me. I want to show it to you. Come on
in. I'd like to see it.
It is a musical present, which I know you'll appreciate.
Is it another recorder?
It is another recorder. It's plastic, and it sounds just wonderful.
This is the one you
played one
time.
That's my old one. This is my wooden one. This is my brand new one. Would you like to try it?
I remember when I was in school, the teacher taught me with one of these.
Yeah, many children have these, or something like them in school.
If I remember how put them, we learned row, row, row your boat.
Well, it's really supposed to be like that.
Wait a minute.
F. That's right. You remember pretty well. Let me play with you. Can I? Let's do it as a round.
Okay. One person starts and then the other one comes in later. You start, all right?
Okay. Trills.
Mm-hmm.
Play a recorder with a friend.
I like your new one.
Thing. It's nice, isn't it? Mm-hmm. I have a new piece. I was practicing on it. Can I play it for you?
Please do.
It's Mozart's piece.
Oh.
He wrote it, and I'm playing it.
I like Mozart's music.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a little bit on the simple side, but I'm learning, and it has a fast part in it.
That part again that start.
The fast part. Oh, this last, okay.
I really like
it. I like this part too. Mm-hmm. Fast and slow.
Oh, I like it very much.
Together. Well, I'm glad you listened. Nice to have a little audience for my musical practicings, you know.
Did you always like music, even when you were a little girl?
Oh, I loved it when I was a little girl. I used to play my recorder sometimes 2 or 3 hours every day.
Inside, outside?
Did Everywhere. It sometimes on my front porch.
Oh, Mrs. McFeely, I'm glad you've had your music for a long time.
Oh,
thank
well.
You for that.
Glad you came by.
Yeah, I must be off
that
now.
Big surprise dog. So long, Mr. Rogers.
Bye-bye, and have a good day. McFeelys do very interesting things. I like those people. What is the name of the television station inside the museum go-round? MGR-TV. Well, now that the electrical power is fine in the neighborhood of make-believe, Lady Elaine can be having more programs on MGR-TV. Today, maybe she could have one with Mr. McFeely. Yeah, Mr. McFeely could be showing different deliveries that he has made through the years. Think that'd be a good idea? He could show a lot of different things that he has delivered. And he could call it Deliveries I Have Made. Let's think about MGR-TV, all right?
Talked about my two flowers. Let me remind you again that good things are worth waiting for. Suppose we take a look at these five bananas. Just take a good look at them. See them? All there on the stalk. Very good for you, bananas are. Yeah. Now, those are bananas. Let me see, what else? Well, there's the MGR TV sign. And that's about it for me. But keep tuned, because we're going to have that special program. When's he coming, Aberlin? How about you doing a little something? Lady Aberlin will do a little something for you. I'll run the camera. I'll run the camera, sweetie. Bring it over here. That's it. And maybe you'll do a little dance or something, would you?
A little dance.
Yeah, good.
Sure.
Nice. It's about time, Mr. McFeely.
Well, I'm late, I know, Lady Lane, but I had a lot of deliveries to make today, a lot of deliveries.
Well, get on with your program.
All right,
then.
I'll take my sign here.
You announce it. Here.
Ladies and gentlemen, look who has arrived. The most famous delivery man in the world. And he's about to share with you some of the important deliveries he has made throughout time. Take it away, Mr. McFeely.
Thank you, Lady Emily. Thank you very much. Well, the name of my program is Deliveries I Have Made. And there's a sign right here. Well, one of my first deliveries was these two plastic flamingos and the evergreen tree right here. They were deliveries. Yes, sirree. Oh, another delivery was this old-fashioned bird cage. It spins around. That's a... Thank you, Mr. Costa. Thank you. That was a delivery. Yes, sirree. Put that one right down here. Oh, I happen to see. This was a special delivery. It was a... I'll show you here. It's a big fan. You see how that... Can we try that one again? Once more. Peek-a-boo. There you go. That is a really a fire screen. I'll just lock her up here and show you another delivery. Put that one down. Oh, I'm especially fond of this delivery right back here. This is a picture of Mr. McFeely as a young boy. That's me, the speedy delivery man. That's a picture, and this is the real Mr. McFeely right here. I'll just hang this one right back up in its little peg back here. Alrighty, now let me see. Aha, right here. That's a mushroom, but it's really a mushroom footstool. You can just rest your feet right up there. Oh, but right here, this is a plastic geranium. I delivered that once too. Plastic geranium, right there. It's a red plastic geranium. Now let me see. I have right down here some swim fins. Right there. And I see another delivery right down here that I once made to one of my favorite places, Honolulu. It's a pineapple. And also in Honolulu they have coconuts right there. I'd just like to thank you. Thank you, Mr. Costa. This is a great musical director you have here, Lady Elaine. Great musical director.
Yeah, I know, sweetie, and you're doing just fine. Keep it up.
Oh, thank you. I have a... Well, speaking of music, I'll just set this right down here. Speaking of music, I'll put the footstool down here. I have a musical delivery, alrighty? Right here. It's an elephant bell. Now get set. Delivered that to Calcutta, India once. Yes, sirree. Now right down here, another musical instrument, or delivery, I guess you call it. This is a horn. It's saying, speedy delivery. That's right. Oh, I love my deliveries. I'll just put that right down here. Now let me see. Birdcage, screen, ha-ha. Just wanted to show you this small chair. You see? I like that delivery, too. Oh, aha, I have one right over here, one right here. This is a toy penguin. I'll just bring right here, get a shot of this. Lady Averlin, you see, this is a toy penguin I delivered to a department store once. Yes, sirree. Now I'll just set this one down. Just excuse me a minute. Alrighty. I want to show you a very special delivery right over here. Stay there, penguin. Over here is an old-fashioned music box. Right over here, just come right over. I'll put this little lever down, and we should have some music. I can get a switch going here. There we go.
Really pretty, Mr.
Beautiful.
Thank you, thank you. Well, that went to the flag family. Now, let me see. Right over here to the projector. Just step right over here, everybody. This way. This is a projector, and on here is a motion picture film, and I once delivered a picnic lunch to Esther Island. Yes, sirree, I did, and in this film, you'll see me delivering a picnic basket to Esther Island. At the end of the film, I'll be reading a note, and it'll say, "This is the spot, Mr. McFeely." That's what it'll say on the note, so if you just come with me, we'll look at the delivery already. Oh, Lady Elaine, how do you turn the lights out in here? Can you
I'll
do it for me?
I'll turn them down.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, the lights are going down, I believe. There they are. On with the movie.
Thank you.
Well, that was great.
Wonderful.
Well, thank you, thank you.
I'll get the lights.
Okay, the lights are up. Oh, Lady Elaine, the boat you saw in that film is called a kayak.
Kayak, yes, I knew it. Oh, that was a great program. Oh, it was worth waiting for.
Well, Lady Elaine, I'm not through yet. I have a dog and a song. Now, just one minute. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Delivery. Right this way, Rondo. Right this way. This is Little Rondo, one of my favorite deliveries, Lady Elaine. Just have a seat there, Rondo. That's it.
Oh,
that's
it's a huge dog.
It's a St. Bernard dog, Lady Elaine.
Hello there, Rondo.
There you are, Rondo, on television, MGR TV.
That's right. Well, there's your dog. Where's your song?
Well, hit it, Mr. Costa. That's what they'll get. That's what they'll get, a speedy, speedy delivery. A speedy, 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 speedy delivery. Whoops! That's what they'll get. That's what they'll get, a speedy, speedy delivery. A speedy, speedy, speedy,
that's
speedy,
our
speedy
special
delivery.
For today, folks. Well, tune in again to your friendly station, MGR TV, and that's what you'll get. A fine program every time.
And with Mr. McFeely, that's what you do get. A speedy, speedy delivery. And often a very interesting delivery. Give some food to you fish. Beautiful colors. You know, I feel like drawing a song. Do you know what I mean by that? Well, I get my pencils and crayons and paper, and I just draw to the music that I hear. Yeah, let's try that. Have my easel here in the closet. Yeah, there's some crayons on there right now. I'll get this tape machine here. Now I have some orchestral music on this tape here. I think I'll just use these crayons. And I'll listen to the music, and then I'll try drawing the way I feel as I hear that music. You can do it with the radio or record player, whatever you like. You listen with me, all right? fun to do that. Of course, you can draw without music just as easily. Looks like I feel like filling in places today. And saying hello to you. Think of the time when I will be saying hello. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the week is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will, too. You always make each week a special one. Remember who came with me today? When I first came in? That big dog, Rondo. Yeah, one of my animal friends. I like you just the way you are. I'll be back. Bye-bye.
Gave the money to make this television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation, Johnson & Johnson, public television stations, the Ford Foundation, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Thank you.